2 weeks of training, how did the training camp go?
I thought the training camp was very good. The guys did a lot of work, you know, we did a lot of specifics. You know, we work on bowling plans. You know, we did a lot of stuff in terms of death bowling. We did a lot of feeling. All in all, the energy levels was very high. I thought the guys really put in a big effort. I thought the camp, I'm very happy to be able to camp, mate.
Did you achieve all the goals that you would have set up for the camp?
Yes and no. You know, you never achieve everything you want to achieve because of the time factor. But saying that, you know, the 2 weeks that we had here was brilliant. And going forward into Ireland, we'll continue that work that when we get into Ireland, we'll continue that tough work that to build up to the World Cup.
And what would that work are you want to focus on in, when you get to Ireland? What would be the plan in terms of as you prepare for that series?
One, identifying the roles and responsibility of players in bowlers, batters, identifying the roles. It's important that we identify that role and be able to execute as well. So at practice sessions, then we'll be practicing our roles and responsibilities. We'll be looking at other teams as well. We'll be looking at their strengths and weaknesses, looking at our strengths as well, and putting a whole team plan in place in terms of playing against the opposition.
As following on the Tour of Ireland, there's the World Cup. The squad was announced this week. Talk to us a little bit about that whole process.
Well, I think the team is a very good team. Actually, it's a really, really good team. It's a blend of experience and youth. I believe that in our history, we blend experience with youth very well, and that goes a long way in terms of the continuity and junior players learning from senior players. So we have a lot of X factors in the side compared to all the sides at the World Cup. Our side, we have X factors. We have guys that can go there any given day, at any given time, and turn a great game around. So all in all, I think it's a very good team. You know, the camaraderie is there. The guys working hard in the camp. I'm sure when the guys come down from the IPL, they're hardened professionals. People like Gail and Russell, Carlos Bradford, those guys are hardened professionals. So when they join the team, we expect these guys going to blend right into the team. And speaking to Chris and Russell and Carlos, and also I spoke to O'Shane and Hetty as well, everybody is ready and willing to get into the World Cup side and get ready to win the World Cup. Evan Lewis as well.
Yeah, I gather that everybody is very excited about this opportunity and the chances of the team. What do you think, looking at the combination, what do you think is going to be the biggest factor that will, you know, lead to high success in the tournament?
Well, looking at the pitches in England, you know, you see the scores already in the county circuit. This is very high scoring. So we expect the World Cup is going to be a high scoring game, but I think that we will win the World Cup on bowling. You know, the team that bowls the best and field the best will win the World Cup, as the pitches are very good for batting. So the batters are expected to score runs. Yes, you have to score runs, but I think that bowling is going to win it first.
You've just taken over the role. How have you found, the last few weeks, you know, and the work and everything that's going on behind the scenes that you have, though, on your shoulders, the expectations of everybody? How's that sat on your shoulders for the last few weeks?
Well, the expectations are very high, especially that it's very high, you know, so I've been handling it very well. My back is broad. I'm fully prepared. Like I said before, in 12 years at university have prepared me very well for this occasion, so I'm ready.
And just finally, any final words as you prepare to depart for those 3 months, I guess, or so in the United Kingdom?
Well, I just want to say to the fans of the Caribbean and around the world, just continue to support the team. We want that positive energy. We want to feel your energy. You guys want to feel that positive energy and vibes from the fans of the Caribbean. Once we get that energy coming into the team, we'll do well.